Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And we're joined again by Darren Frahill. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Justin. Yeah, some breaking news just reaching us, and some sad news at that. Eugene Nudie Hughes has passed away, one of the greats coming ever to have worn the Monaghan jersey, and one of the greats to have played the game of Gaelic football. Just getting word about this morning. Marty Morrissey joins me on the line now, our correspondent, to tell us more. Marty.
Yeah, very, very sad news, because anybody who knew Eugene Nudie Hughes, you didn't have to be from Monaghan to love Nudie, because he was not just a wonderful footballer, but a great character and great fun, and a huge loss to his family and to his wife, Teresa. And we pass on our deepest sympathies to them all this morning. He died in the early hours of this morning following a long illness. As I said, he was a wonderful footballer, an inspiration to his teammates, but with his club Castle Blaney Fogs and his beloved county of Monaghan. Nudie won three Ulster Championship medals, the first in 1979, defeating Donegal. In 1985, Monaghan beat Derry. And again in 1988, when Monaghan saw off the challenge of Tyrone in the Ulster final in Clonus. He was the very first Monaghan man to win an All-Star award back in 1979, and actually won three of those coveted awards, winning All-Stars again in 1985 and 1988. Uniquely, he's only one of six players to win All-Stars as a forward and as a defender, which showed what a wonderful footballer he was. Nudie, as he was known nationwide, was much admired as a footballer and much loved across the nation as a gentleman. He was 67 years of age.
Marty Morrissey, thank you for that. And of course, always popped up on RT Radio 1 here over the years, commentating on the matches as well, and always giving the interviews, and be sadly missed. What a great footballer he was, and an absolute gentleman as well to boot. That's Marty Morrissey there. Some other breaking news on the Gaelic Games front, and again, this just coming to us, and it looks like two of the country's hottest properties coming through the youth ranks are going to be moving to Australia. Kobe MacDonald has signed with the AFL club St Kilda as a Category B rookie, and Kerry's Ben Murphy has joined the Brisbane Lions. And of course, Kobe has been getting a lot of attention. Son of Kieran, his father, what a fine footballer he was. So he's joining the Melbourne-based club amid interest from a number of teams as well. So that's just breaking news. More on it on the RTÉ Sport website if you want to read a little bit more detail on that. Ballygunner beaten a Piercing in the AIB Munster Championship, 18 points to 15. Next up for them, a semi-final against the Cork and defending Munster champion Sarsfields. Tyne and Summerhill advance to the quarterfinals of the Leinster Football Championship. The two will meet in the last eight next Saturday night. Pádraic Lodge has been talking to Desi Hutchinson about their win in Limerick. The Waterford Championship runoff, one code at a time. So the hurling finished up about 2 months ago or thereabouts. Desi has been staying sharp by playing some club football. He's been telling Pádraic about his relief at just getting over that hurdle yesterday.
Yeah, massive battle. Look, it was we knew that coming up here as well. Probably didn't play our best hurling throughout, but we worked together. We worked as a team, and that's all you can ask for, and it gets you a long way in these big games. Like, you know, it was kind of like a lot of just hard hitting stuff out there, and a lot of probably freeze and stuff throughout the game too. But look, we're delighted to get over the line. It's not easy coming up here year after year trying to get victories, and thankfully we've done it again today.
You had a 2 month layoff between the county final and this game. How did you keep yourself ticking over?
Myself, I was playing a lot of football there, a lot of football championships. So myself and a few other lads with Gaelic here, so that kept us busy. But you know, the lads worked hard for the first few weeks, and we got a few challenge games in, and that's all you can do. I suppose the biggest competition when you have a long layoff like that is keeping everybody hungry within the group, and that comes from playing games with each other, so we're delighted.
Yeah, Desi there playing for Galtier in the football. They got to the Waterford semi-final. Well, the final was played yesterday, and McCormack met it three in a row in the club final there. In rugby, Irish coach Andy Farrell has little or no time to reflect on his side's defeat to New Zealand on Saturday night in Chicago. Their squad back in Irish soil this morning, and they're going to begin preparations for Japan at the weekend coming. Ireland looked below par in their 26-13 defeat. Tadhg Byrne was red carded in that game, and he's going to have a disciplinary hearing later this week to see if he'll receive a ban. Justin Tracy was in Chicago for RTÉ for that game, and I've been talking to him about how the game was embraced in the United States. But first, his thoughts on the result and the performance.
Darren, yeah, very much one of frustration, the mood in the Ireland camp after that performance. Dan Sheehan in his post-match press conference admitted as much, that when you can't get anything going and the line-out he obviously central to it, was a massive failing on Saturday night. You had probably five, six balls went the way of the All Blacks. Yes, Ireland pinched a couple, but without that sort of go forward ball and platform, they just couldn't get anything going. And, you know, he's promised that they'll be able to rectify that. But on Saturday night, that was a big, big disappointment. Andy Farrell also brought up the red card, was curious as to why it was a red card. And that also had a real disruptive factor. Tadhg Byrne is a massive player for Ireland. So without him, it was a big, big ask against this All Blacks team. So the review very much will be centering on the set piece, but very much centering on the line out and trying to rectify something that has been an ongoing Achilles heel for Ireland.
I guess we can all see a Rugby World Cup 2031 coming into view as well. I'm wondering what sort of interest there was in rugby as a spectacle this weekend.
Yeah, plenty sense that there was a game and a significant game here with the number of people here in green jerseys. But lots of those were Irish-American who were meeting up with people who were coming over from Ireland and going to the game. And as a result, that had a very strange effect on the first half particularly, which was so stop-start. The red card that eventually became, that took 5 minutes to decide that it was going for a bunker review, which really killed the game before it ever got going. But overall, you'd have to say, the impact on the city from a media point of view is negligible. The big games throughout the week here was games, basketball games involving the Bulls and the New York Knicks. So, yeah, the efforts to try and promote rugby beyond the strongholds and into the American market are ongoing, but you would have to say are having little or no traction. And that, you'd have to say, in 6 years' time, when the tournament does come here, I just don't see it changing. It's a bit like soccer. And yes, they're further ahead with the MLS, but the efforts to start a rugby league here are, you know, they're not really having the impact that world rugby would like to have. It's a tall order and a big job of work. The money's here, but yeah, it's going to be tough going for them.
Justin Tracy there. Celtic beat Rangers 3-1 to advance to the Scottish League Cup. Johnny Kenny on target there for Celtic, continuing his fine form. Manchester City second in the Premier League, 3-1 win against Bournemouth. 6 points off the leaders Arsenal. West Ham came from behind to beat Newcastle 3-1. Bray Wanderers are through to the playoff final. They beat Treaty 1-0 with a late goal there yesterday. And that match against Waterford on Friday will take place at Talca Park. Tom McKibben claimed the Hong Kong Open, and a great win for him, because it qualifies him for a very first Masters next year, also return to the Open. Fionnuala McCormack, 10th in the New York City Marathon. And finally, Dylan Brown McManigal. What a weekend it was for him. Brilliant win on Saturday night in the Breeders' Cup, partnering with Willie Mullins and Ethical Diamond, and then presented with the Flat Jockeys Champion Trophy yesterday at the Curragh.